Mr. Cleopa Mailu, Chair of the Meeting of State Parties to the Biological and Toxin Weapons Convention, Ambassadors and Permanent Representatives, dear colleagues, allow me at the outset to congratulate you, Mr. Chairman, on assuming your responsibilities as Chair of this meeting. I would like to assure you of my delegation's full support and cooperation. Mr. Chair, Egypt's position regarding the Biological and Toxin Weapons predates the foundation of the Biological and Toxin Weapons Convention, BTWC. In 1928, Egypt was one of the first states that signed and ratified the Geneva Protocol, which constituted the basis for the BTWC. In 1972, Egypt once again reiterated its position and signed the BTWC, and since then, our principled position regarding biological and toxin weapons has been marked by full transparency and clarity. The BTWC represents the international community's will to prevent biological warfare and the deliberate use of disease as a weapon. We firmly believe that BTWC was and remains the primary international legal instrument serving as the foundation for biological weapons disarmament. Egypt's signature of the BTWC ever since its inception is a testimony to its commitment to the humanitarian and moral objectives of the Convention. Yet we remain deeply troubled by certain deficiencies regarding the effectiveness of the implementation of this Convention, as well as the unique security circumstances of the Middle East in relation to adherence to the Weapons of Mass Destruction treaties and conventions. We strongly believe that the security threats emanating from weapons of mass destruction can only be addressed effectively when dealt with as one indivisible whole. In recent years, the Middle East has witnessed serious and escalating developments in relation to both its security and political situation. This requires all countries in the region and the world to collaboratively deal with these challenges and the threats they pose to regional and international security with urgency and resolve. The establishment of a zone free of nuclear weapons and other weapons of mass destruction in the Middle East remains a top priority on the list of necessary steps to maintain security of the region and safety of its people. Egypt remains at the forefront of states calling for the realization of this goal and is working relentlessly to achieve it out of its full conviction that the path to peace and security in the Middle East must be based on the concept of collective security rather than the illusion of selective security. Egypt has demonstrated its commitment to the prohibition of the development, production, and stockpiling of bacteriological and toxin weapons through its continuous diplomatic efforts to achieve the total elimination of all weapons of mass destruction, both globally and regionally. In 1990, Egypt launched an initiative to render the Middle East free of all weapons of mass destruction and stressed in various international disarmament fora the necessity to prohibit weapons of mass destruction in the Middle East without exception, whether biological, chemical, or nuclear weapons. After almost two decades of stalemate and regrettably the repeated attempts of a limited number of states to deliberately dilute and prolong this issue, the Arab group addressed this stalemate and submitted in 2018 to the first committee of the UN General Assembly a decision to convene a conference on the establishment of a Middle East zone free of weapons of mass destruction. The first session of the conference successfully convened in 2019. 23 states from the region, 4 nuclear weapon states, and the relevant international organizations actively participated in the conference. The conference concluded its work successfully and adopted a political declaration that reaffirms the inclusivity of this process and its openness towards the participation of the invited states who did not take part in the first session, and reiterated the commitment of the states of the region to elaborate a legally binding treaty to establish a Middle East zone free of nuclear weapons and other weapons of mass destruction on the basis of arrangements freely arrived at by the states of the region. States of the region also reaffirmed their shared belief that the establishment of such a zone will greatly enhance regional and international peace and security. In a few days, the second session of the conference will take place in New York under the presidency of Kuwait. I would like to seize this opportunity to call upon all states to support states of the region to actively engage in the process. Mr. Chair, Egypt welcomes efforts to promote the universalization of the BTWC provided that such efforts would be directed foremost towards the non-signatory states, who have yet to display the basic political will to be part of a convention that seeks to prohibit an abhorrent category of weapons. Those efforts also need to acknowledge that achieving the universality of the Non-Proliferation Treaty remains the top priority, in line with the agreed priorities of SSOD1. In conclusion, as a state signatory of the BTWC, Egypt continues to exhibit solid interest in participating constructively in various meetings of the Convention. Its keenness to participating in the activities of the Convention emanates from the profound belief in the value it attributes to the BTWC and to its humanitarian and moral objectives, as well as the support to the overall spirit of the Convention. Thank you, Mr. Chair.